This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number, and hit me with your best shots. Fire away. You can call us this hour and pose your question or offer your comments on some of the big news stories of the week. 877-726-8255 is our number. Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Put those together for you each weekend here in hopefully an entertaining and enjoyable form. And a lot of you are tea lovers, and with good reason, because tea has some very beneficial effects. Tea is a vehicle for caffeine, but it has only generally about a third of the caffeine that regular coffee has. So if you want to reduce the jittery effects of coffee and still have a warm, tasty beverage, tea is a good alternative. And in addition, tea contains theanine. And in fact, last week I talked about an article which shows that maca tea, it's a type of green tea, it's really a beautiful color, has a nice effect on mood. Possibly because it's rich in theanine. Theanine seems to work on serotonin and dopamine receptors and has a mildly relaxing and sedating effects, which is a nice offset to the stimulating effects of the caffeine in the tea. In addition, tea is rich in beneficial polyphenols. You've got EGCG, which is a premier cancer fighter. General anti-inflammatory, may protect the brain as well and the arteries. So tea is a good thing. But would you like some plastic along with your polyphenols if you're drinking tea? Story came out this week. Canadian researchers carried out tests on four different types of tea bags to find out how much plastic was released from the bags when they were put into boiling water. Research has revealed that some tea bags could be leaving billions of microplastic particles in your brew. This is a huge problem. I recently went to an exhibit here in New York City. It's the Discovery Center near Times Square. And it's about the oceans. And there's a big emphasis on pollution of the oceans. And, of course, you know, there's lots of plastic bags and syringes and tires floating around in the ocean. And the problem is that plastic is forever. It takes, virtually millennia, if that, to degrade plastic. And the way it degrades is it breaks down into tiny, tiny, tiny microparticles. And the whales that filter the water to get one-celled organisms and krill for sustenance, they can't discriminate between the food in the water and the microparticles. So they're getting all kinds of microparticles into their organs and into their tissues. And even if they don't suffocate because they get a plastic bag wrapped around their snout, as some really poignant pictures show sometimes about animals being rescued or tied up in fishing nets. This is gross, large amounts of plastic, but these tiny microparticles are circulating around in our oceans. And then we eat the fish, and we then imbibe the microparticles. Well, another way in which we're imbibing plastic microparticles is from these tea bags. Now, why in the heck would they put plastic in tea bags? Because when you put tea bags into nearly boiling water at high temperatures, you release all the plastic. They say that while most tea bags are made from paper held together with a plastic sealant, some brands, unfortunately, usually the premium ones, where the bag comes in a pyramid shape. This is thought that the water circulates better, and you get better diffusion of the tea ingredients into your cup of tea. They use more plastic, so you're paying extra for an additional dollop of plastic. For the study, the researchers removed the tea from the four different tea bags and placed the empty bags in water heated to 203 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperature, boiling temperature is slightly higher, to mimic brewing tea. They found that a single plastic tea bag released about, 11.6 billion microplastic particles, along with 3.1 billion smaller nanoplastic particles in the hot water. So you're drinking... tiny, tiny, tiny plastic particles. Particles so small that your body can't reject them. It's one thing if you swallow, inadvertently, say you swallow a pea-sized piece of plastic. Well, that's less deleterious because your body's not going to digest it. It's just going to come out in the end, and plop into your toilet. But these microparticles, they can easily be absorbed. So this is a real call to action for tea makers to eschew the use of plastic in their tea bags. Or alternatively, it's a little messier, but the real way, proper way to brew tea, as any tea aficionado will tell you, is to use loose leaf tea. And it's an art, it's like the Japanese tea ceremony or the way that the English traditionally made their tea. Yeah, there's a lot of, you get a little bit of tea in the, it's like, that whole expression, reading tea leaves. Well, there are going to be some tea leaves in your cup if you don't have a tea bag. Yeah, they're very convenient. What a great innovation. But what they say is even bags that are made of paper, sometimes to seal them, there's a little plastic strip that's used to seal the contents. So it's a call to action. Use loose leaf tea bags or make sure that your tea bags are free of harmful plastics. We don't need any more environmental pollutants in our bodies. We're doing a number on the oceans. Let's not do a number on ourselves. This item appears to be a duh story. Let's call this the duh story of the week, but there's a wrinkle to it that is a little unexpected. Headline: drinking more sugary beverages may increase type 2 diabetes risk. Well, duh. And in fact, in my hometown in New York City, there's a big campaign to get kids, especially kids, but people in general, to consume less soda and, in fact, to consume less fruit juice, especially sweetened fruit juice. But fruit juice itself is a sugary beverage. Yeah, it's natural, but that big glass of orange juice that you used to have accompany your breakfast because it's rich in vitamin C, well, it also gives you a big charge of sugar. So they found that people who increase their consumption of sugary beverages, whether they contain added or naturally occurring sugar, may face moderately higher risk of type 2 diabetes. No kidding. But, and drinking more sugar-sweetened beverages like soft drinks, as well as 100% fruit juices, were associated with an even higher type 2 diabetes risk. But here's the surprise. That part is duh. We've known this for a long time. The consumption of artificially sweetened beverages was also associated with a higher risk of diabetes. So, there you go. I mean, the whole rationale for using artificially sweetened beverages was you get that sweet taste, and it's a free ride, right? It's not going to affect your blood sugar. It's not going to make you gain weight. But, yeah, unfortunately, artificially sweetened beverages may also be associated with higher risk of diabetes. Is it a coincidence? Is it because people who drink soda, they also are less careful about their diets? Otherwise, that may be what's called reverse causation, just guilt by association. The people who drink Diet Coke, maybe they're less careful in other aspects of their diets or their lifestyles that predisposes them to diabetes. But many studies suggest that artificially sweetened beverages not beneficial for weight loss or diabetes prevention. They may stoke the appetite for carbohydrates. So, you know, you have a Diet Coke and then, you know, you eat more French fries or you eat more bread, or you're looking for that sugary dessert when you don't get the sugar from the artificially sweetened beverage. It may be that it disrupts the microbiome in some way that changes your metabolism, favoring insulin resistance. All those are possibilities. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, Programs Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's say we take some of your phone calls, 877-726-8255. We've got Diane in Pennsylvania. How are you doing, Diane?
Hello?
Hi, this is Dr. Hoffman.
Oh, yes, thank you. I talked to you about a month ago. I have a vestibular schwannoma.
A schwannoma, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that.
And it's affected has it affected your hearing? Or did it cause buzzing in your ears?
Yes. Hearing, buzzing, loss, you know, hearing loss, buzzing, pressure, low pressure days in Scranton, it's unbearable. I'm going mad with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went to a neurosurgeon, and he said that surgery would certainly result in total loss of hearing in the right ear.
Yes.
And then I went to the radiation oncologist, and he said 6 or more treatments would maybe shrink it, but they respond very slowly, but that it would not improve the symptoms at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a person that's, my constitution is very easily thrown off balance. I mean, I'm a lot of chemical sensitivities.
Yeah, you don't want to undertake anything drastic, you know, that's, you know, if it's not going to help, right?
Exactly. And so the radiation oncologist said, well, you could wait a few months and get another MRI and see if it hasn't grown, it's stable, then so be it, you know. But in the meantime, I mean, my quality of life is really pretty miserable.
This is a tough kind of problem because, I mean, the good news here is that this is a tumor, so fancy word for it's a growth, and tumors generally make us think of cancer, but it's a benign tumor, so it's not going to kill you, but it can make you pretty, you know, as a brain tumor, it's the best kind to have from the standpoint of it not being life-threatening. But it's also, because it's kind of involved with your hearing apparatus, to take it out, you know, like he says, there's a high risk that you're going to lose your hearing. So, you know, what are some of the less invasive ways in which you could treat it? Well, it's not really amenable to diet or supplements. You know, we sometimes talk about ketogenic diet. There's some studies that show that glioblastomas, the most deadly types of brain tumors, may respond to a ketogenic diet. Okay, well, you don't have to undertake that because it's not going to do any good for this type of tumor. It's relatively slow growing, but it's super bothersome. There may be something like a CyberKnife or proton beam that's a highly focused type of radiation that could, in a kind of precision way, take care of this. You may have to go to various institutions to see what the most high-tech device they have is. You know, Have you been to UPenn in Philly?
No, but my friend did mention UPenn, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I would go there. I mean, look, first of all, you know, you have time. It's not like a life-threatening condition. And, you know, if you delay a few weeks while you wait for an appointment, they may have a very kind of precision, you know, proton beam, CyberKnife, something along those lines that can precisely zap it without affecting your hearing apparatus. That's the only way that I think you can address this. You know, and this is a program about nutrition and lifestyle, and yeah, we encourage people to do that, but that's not going to do a whole lot of good for this condition. You need a high-tech solution, and unless you're willing to give up your hearing on one side, you know, that's going to take it out. You know, you may want to look at some of these other less invasive alternatives. That's the best I can do for you on this one. Thanks for your call. Here's an item that suggests that for chronic fatigue syndrome, research suggests that bacopa may be a promising candidate for dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome. Bacopa is something that promotes cognition. It's thought to be sort of a herbal smart drug. But research suggests that bacopa may be a promising candidate for targeting neuroinflammation with the potential for treating a wide range of central nervous system disorders, but specifically with application for chronic fatigue syndrome. Researchers honing in on its potential for treating CFS. 877-726-8255. Keep those calls coming. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers. Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. By the way, that number, you can use that 24/7 to record a question. We've taken some of the recorded calls this hour. And if you call this week, we'll use your call for a subsequent program. I eat a lot of pistachios. I find that pistachios are really a good alternative to a sugary dessert because, I mean, I still have that thing. Can't shake it. Most people have it. Or I eat a perfectly good meal, and then I'm still looking around for dessert. And this may have something to do with blood sugar because when you eat food, your blood sugar goes up, but then there's a reaction where your blood sugar goes down, and that's why at the end of a perfectly decent meal, when they push out the dessert cart, you're completely full, but you want that sweet dessert. Or, you know, maybe it's just psychological, maybe it's just force of habit. You know, that's the way I grew up. There was always a dessert, and so I'm looking to minimize my intake of sugar. And pistachios are a great alternative to a sugary dessert because you can have your meal and then you can crack open some pistachios. I always get the shelled variety because you have to work a little harder to break them open. So it kind of paces you. It's like eating with chopsticks. You know, chopsticks pace your meal, particularly if you're kind of maladroit with chopsticks like I am. I can't shovel it in like an East Asian who's used to using chopsticks. Well, opening up pistachios after, you know, a dozen or so pistachios, I'm fine. The craving for sweets, even though it's not sweet, I mean, it's crunchy, it's tasty. You know, I'll throw back a cup of decaf, and I'm fine. And I was reassured and excited by this study that just came out in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They say that pistachios are healthy for you. And this study done in Spain, usually countries that make things are able to do studies about the things they make. So you'll see studies about tea coming out from India and China, studies about grapes and wine coming out of France, studies about chocolate coming out of Switzerland. So I guess pistachios, to some extent or another, come from Spain. The researchers looked at a couple of things. They looked at the telomeres. And telomeres are a little like the caps at the end of your shoelaces. Once you lose those, your shoelaces unravel. Well, similarly, your DNA unravels, and then it's game over for you. So if you have longer telomeres, you're protected against aging. If your telomeres are deteriorating, then the aging clock accelerates. So they also looked at oxidative damage, damage by free radicals to DNA. And they found a couple of cool things. 49 pre-diabetic subjects, so they had metabolic syndrome, so they were at risk. They consumed a pistachio supplemented diet for 4 months, and then they were switched to a non-pistachio enriched diet. And what they found was quite interesting. Chronic pistachio consumption reduced oxidative damage to DNA. Oxidative damage to DNA creates mutations and deletions, which can be associated with aging, but also can be precancerous. And they also found that the folks who consumed pistachio, they had longer telomeres. The gene expression of telomere-associated genes was enhanced. So the conclusion is that lessening oxidative damage to DNA and telomerase expression through diet may represent an intriguing way to promote health span in humans, reversing certain deleterious metabolic consequences of pre-diabetes. Very cool study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And I'm going to look for a sponsorship here. Does it say the International Pistachio Association here? Yes. The Western Pistachio Association and Paramount Farms, which I guess they make pistachios, supported this trial. But they say none of the funding sources played a role in the design, collection, analysis, or interpretation of the data or in the decision to submit the manuscript for publication. So, you know, look, they got to get pistachios from somewhere. They got to get the funding. They did a study. Nice study. Pistachios are good for you. Here's another functional food, blueberries. And I'm also cheered because I have a lot of blueberries. I typically eat my blueberries with a little coconut milk as a dessert. And what they found here was that a daily cup of blueberries improved endothelial function. That's the flow through the blood vessels. Also, it improved arterial stiffness. There were also improvements in lipid profiles. So, again, they took people who had metabolic syndrome. They like to study people with metabolic syndrome because these people are at risk. So if you give blueberries to somebody who's pretty healthy to begin with, you may not see a big difference. But somebody who's at risk of problems, they said in the study, despite insulin resistance remaining unchanged. Well, the insulin resistance didn't change. Okay. But they found improved nitric oxide bioactivity. That's something you can also get from our Berkeley Life nitric oxide capsules. But blueberries will do it too. There was improvements in vascular function and lipid status. And the prediction is that there, from the cup of blueberries per day, the estimate was of a 12 to 15% reduction in cardiovascular risk. Remember, these people already had metabolic syndrome, so they were at risk. And they therefore conclude that blueberries should be included in dietary strategies to reduce individual and population cardiovascular disease risk. Again, looking at funding sources, supported by the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council, but they also had oversight from the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture. And again, they say the funders of the study had no role in study design, data collection, data analysis, data interpretation, or writing of the report. You know, it's like, you got to, you know, look for conflicts of interest, but very comprehensive study published in a prestigious nutrition journal. Hey, I'll take that. 12 to 15% reduction in cardiovascular disease risk. And blueberries have some carbohydrate impact, but they're kind of tart. You know, unless you sprinkle sugar on your blueberries, they're kind of tart. And the carbohydrates contribution is fairly negligible. So they could be part of a heart-healthy, low-carb diet program, allowing a couple blueberries per day for somebody with cardiovascular risk. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, eat some blueberries now that you've had those stents put in. All right, and this item, and I frequently talk about the mitochondria. Well, how about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, because it works on the mitochondria? It's NT factor from nutritional therapeutics. We've been talking about it for years here on Intelligent Medicine. They're one of our great sponsors, and I truly believe in this product. NT factor repairs damaged cells and repairs mitochondrial membranes. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It's available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. Plus, it's got fish oil in it. But if you just want to take NT Factor alone, you want to keep your favorite multi and fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor, there's a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with a unique energy support, a pure NT Factor, and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. Now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go directly to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, here's some reassuring news for people who take vitamin D. You know, when I went to medical school, they told me that vitamin D, you had to be very careful, because if you took too much vitamin D, you'd get kidney stones and calcium overload. So keep your vitamin D supplementation very modest. Take 200 international units, or at most 400 international units. What we now know is a really paltry dose, not enough to reverse vitamin D deficiency or insufficiency, but we were ultra cautious about vitamin D because it could build up, and next thing you know, you got painful kidney stones. Well, again, this is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Big study. They gave folks 100,000 IUs of vitamin D monthly. The idea behind that is that if you, you know, if you're not good at taking things on a daily basis, just take it once a month. You'll remember to do that. It's not so much of a nuisance to take something once a month compared to making sure you take it day in and day out. So what does that average out to? Take 100,000 international units over 30 days, 100,000 divided by 3. That's about 3,300 international units per day, which is a pretty good dose. I mean, I have some of our patients taking 2,000, some take 5,000, some take 10,000. Depends on their vitamin D levels. But, you know, 100,000 IUs, big whopping dose once a month. Did they get kidney stones? Well, what they discovered is no. They did not get kidney stones, nor did they have a higher blood level of calcium. And that's pretty cool, suggesting the safety of relatively high-dose vitamin D supplementation. And a lot of doctors still, you know, they go back to the medical school training. They're afraid of giving patients vitamin D. They think it's going to cause kidney stones. And in this big trial done in Auckland, New Zealand, there was no adverse effect of 100,000 international units of vitamin D taken on a monthly basis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens,
and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and 877-726-8255 is our number. And I promised to do some of the recorded calls that we get through that number. You can now call that number anytime, 24/7. You can record a question, as did this gentleman. Let's hear from him.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm a 71-year-old male. It seems like I am losing muscle tone, even though I'm still active. Been active my whole life. It seems every decade I lose about another 10 pounds. About 10 years ago, I was in my mid-180s, and now, 10 years later, I'm in my mid-170s. My hormones seem okay. DHEA, testosterone seems okay, except the free is a little bound up. I guess that's an aromatase, and I guess I have some sarcopenia, but, you know, I do cardio, I do weights, and I'm just wondering if there's anything else I should be aware of. There's no red flags, according to my internist. He thinks I'm as healthy as a horse, but I'm just wondering your take on that, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, what this gentleman is describing is the process of sarcopenia, which is well documented that generally... the average person, male or female, past the age of about 40 or so, with each passing decade, they lose 10%, approximately, just like this gentleman, of their lean body mass. And either they shrink down and they become frail, or else they become flabby and the muscle is replaced by fat. You know, so two pathways that people have, either they become frail like a brittle stick, or else they become like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And this is, to some extent, the inevitable process of aging. You tend to not support musculature as well as you age. And some of that, you know, it's good you got your DHEA and your testosterone checked. I'd have to review those numbers because what's considered acceptable by some doctors, I might not consider optimal. And by taking some additional DHEA supplementation, you may help to forestall that. I've been taking DHEA personally since the age of about 40, and it's helped me reverse that trend towards inevitable weight loss. You know, other thing is, you know, look for underlying causes of weight loss, malabsorption, you know, some kind of very restrictive diet. Some people who are perhaps, you know, on a plant-based diet, you know, overly vegan, skimping on the protein, that could be an issue. There could be some problems with gluten intolerance, which cause people, or another food intolerance, which causes them to absorb less well. You know, thing that the specific amino acid that seems to be targeted here in reversing this trend is leucine, and leucine supplements at a level of about a couple of grams a day. It's a branched chain amino acid. That's something that can actually help, according to some studies, to slow the trend towards sarcopenia. You may also want to get some readily available calories. You know, just caloric insufficiency can be an issue. And I wouldn't recommend eating sugar because that's not great. And possibly the most absorbable form of caloric supplementation for older adults who are experiencing sarcopenia is MCT oil. MCT oil is extremely well absorbed. And interestingly, if you're fat, MCT oil won't make you fatter, but if you're underweight, it actually can help prevent additional weight loss. So it's an interesting substance. You know, what you're experiencing, to some extent, it's normal and physiologic. And, you know, one of the ways to fend that off is to continue exercising. But I got to tell you that, you know, I think I'm in great condition, but I'm a little less awesome in the weight room as I move into my late 60s compared to the way I was in my 40s. There's sort of an inevitable decline in muscle mass and strength. All right, this item kind of underlies the importance of good diet early in life for fending off Alzheimer's. You know, we're confronting a potential terrible epidemic of Alzheimer's disease. They say that by 2050, there's going to be many millions of people suffering from cognitive decline, more than our healthcare system can support. So in lieu of a medication that's going to be some breakthrough magic bullet that reverses that condition, lifestyle seems to be appropriate. But early lifestyle in your adolescent years appears to be particularly crucial, according to a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It's from the Bogalusa Heart Study. I love this title of the study, Bogalusa, Alabama, the site of the study where they looked at a large number of young individuals and traced them through a lifetime, began many years ago, and now they're following these people along as they reach an age where they might get Alzheimer's disease. The research suggests that dietary consumption in young adulthood may affect cognitive function in midlife, especially consumption of fried foods, processed meat, displayed inverse associations with cognitive function. In other words, the more you ate, the worse off you were. Even if you had an adolescence, many decades later, your brain could be affected. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by checking out our website at drhoffman.com. Download our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter. Check us out on social media, Facebook and Twitter. And have yourselves a great weekend.